Language is always changing. Words fall out of usage, new ones are made up, meanings change. And in some cases, some words are saved from extinction. More than 200 new words have been added to the latest edition of the Mirrawong Dictionary, which is being launched today in Kununurra. Mirrawong is an endangered language, but a concerted effort by the Mirimer Language and Culture Centre has seen language classes for children and adults and books published in language, helping bring Mirrawong back from the brink. Dr. KJ Olowski is a senior linguist at the centre. Hello, KJ.
Good morning, Vanessa.
This second edition is really as momentous as the first, with so many new words added. Tell me about the new edition of the dictionary, KJ.
Well, when we first published our first edition, we were aware of the need to, spread the language across the community. And we also realized that we want to make an ancient language survive in a modern environment. And this is where we realized that Mirrawong does not have a number of words that are relevant for our daily lives. So, for example, traditional Mirrawong obviously doesn't have a word for a swimming pool or for microwave oven or for chainsaw.
And so what do you do?
Well, we have a committee composed of elders, language workers and linguists who gets together to develop new words that we feel are relevant, or we may be approached by community members or organizations or businesses that said, can you help us name this thing in Mirrawong? And that usually triggers a process where we come together multiple times, brainstorm first, then check these ideas for a certain new lexicon item, come back again, sleep over it, and discuss it again. And eventually it will be approved when everybody's happy that the word we have come up with is a good one.
Can you give me some examples of some of the words and their meanings that have been included in the new dictionary?
Right. Maybe we should start with radio. Radio obviously has two meanings. So in the first place, we have a radio station, and I guess traditionally there was a wire that transmitted those radio signals, and we decided to use the word Wilmorgen, which is traditionally a word for wire, or a wire spearhead. But when you have a radio as a playing device, we would call it Wolabgajin. And that means the thing good at talking.
That's brilliant. What else have you got for us, KJ?
All right. Maybe, I'm not sure if you want to play a game with me.
I'll try.
How would you describe a chair?
It would be something with legs to sit on.
Oh, that could be a horse, though, couldn't it?
Or a table.
Vanessa, I'm tricking you, am I? Now, what we came up with is a lologang. Lolo means sit, and gang is a suffix that that explains a thing. So basically, it's a thing for sitting or a sitting thing. So in many cases, we have come up with a description of the thing, and some of them are nice and short and easy to understand. And for some, we had to come up with a few longer names. So we'll see how well they will settle. I think my favorite would be the chainsaw.
What's that, KJ?
I hope you're sitting down. So it's ngoremekgang gatgat begering golang derinbang. So slightly longer than the English word. And it has a kind of funny translation as well, if you look at it literally. So literally, we have a growling thing for cutting wood with teeth. So just imagine that image, and it would make sense, wouldn't it?
It's the perfect description. KJ, we've got to head into the news. Have fun at the launch at 10:30 today of the brand new second edition of the Mirrawong Dictionary at the Mirimer Language and Culture Centre. Thank you.
We hope to see you all there. Thanks, Vanessa.